With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Filings for child protective custody cases in Missoula County are at an all-time high. The local county attorney's office last year filed 195 new cases. That's an almost four-fold increase from just 2011. Missoula Deputy County Attorney Jessica Finley says many of these cases are fueled by drugs.
We're talking about methamphetamine mostly. More cases are involving heroin, which I didn't see before years past, but the majority of dangerous drugs that impact the safety of the children in the cases we file is methamphetamine.
According to Finley, some parents who are using these powerful drugs are either too high or too strung out to adequately raise their kids. Some of these addicted parents are
getting involved in violent crimes as a result of their drug use, but also we're seeing the parents that are using drugs are exposing their child or children to drugs. So we're seeing the actual children testing positive for methamphetamine and the metabolite amphetamine.
It's a big problem, and it's not unique to Missoula.
No. Not at all. It is statewide.
That's Nikki Grossberg. She's a regional administrator of the State Health Department's Child and Family Services Division. Montana currently has almost 4,000 children in foster care. Grossberg oversees CFS services in Missoula, Lake, Ravalli, and Mineral counties.
We're extremely busy, along with all of our staff. Yellowstone County and Cascade County also have seen a surge of kids coming into care because of drug use and domestic violence. I think that's a piece that we have seen a definite increase as drugs and alcohol use has increased, domestic violence and the level of domestic violence has increased, which also then impacts children's safety in the home.
Last week, a new panel met for the first time to investigate deaths in Montana's Child Protective Services system. 25 kids in the system have died since 2015. At the same time, the state health department is carving $49 million from its budget. State lawmakers mandated that to help balance the state's budget. But Grossberg says compared to other health department divisions, the child and family services budget emerged mostly unscathed.
So we're not seeing the impact as significantly immediately, but based on the cuts and how they impacted the other divisions and the other agencies, I believe it will kind of trickle down to child and family services over time.
That's what Nicole Tucker fears. She works for Consumer Direct Care Network, a state contractor that provides mental health and case management services. She pleaded with state officials during a recent public hearing to reconsider cutting over $12 million that funds that work.
Please, please stop cutting. Stop reducing or unbundling services that are there to help the most vulnerable kids.
State-funded health services lost not only millions of state dollars last fall, but millions more in federal matching funds. That money is used for programs that Child and Family Services Regional Administrator Nikki Grossberg says could help keep troubled families intact.
A lot of these services are provided prior to, without our intervention. So children's mental health services, chemical dependency services, there are many families that have issues going on in their family that don't rise to the level of child and family services, and they're maintaining their own health and their children's health by utilizing these services that now have been impacted by budget cuts.
Montana State Health Department is developing two federally funded pilot projects to help address the growing need for services during this budget crisis. The funding for both are part of ongoing federal grants. One is a $500,000 a year program to create addiction recovery teams. CFS Regional Administrator Nikki Grossberg.
They'd be housed in Child and Family Services office and really be able to provide evaluation and support to families very early on in our cases, which is a significant need. We know families make the greatest amount of change kind of when they're in that crisis phase. So the sooner we can get services to them, the better.
The first year's initiative, meanwhile, will use $300,000 federal dollars annually to create five home visitor positions to serve around 125 families involved in the state child protection system. Those visitors will check in on at-risk, expecting, and new mothers. Of the 14 child deaths reported to Montana's Child and Family Ombudsman last year, 10 involved children under the age of one.
Home visiting has shown a lot of promising research around helping families and preventing child abuse and neglect.
The health department and its service providers are waiting to see how the state budget cuts will ultimately shake out. Montana's drug abuse problem, meanwhile, shows no sign of slowing. It's tearing families apart and leaving experts like Nikki Grossberg wondering about the long-term impacts on both the traumatized children and society.
It's a great question. I don't have an answer for it. I mean, that's a huge question that would take a community and multiple levels of systems to really be able to answer and impact and commit to.
Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.